Alright, folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, your daily dose of truth bombs and practical tips to help you navigate this crazy digital world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to remind you that real life happens offline, and it deserves your full attention. Now, today's episode is a little different. We're diving deep into something that's super important, but often overlooked. Cultivating compassion and empathy towards ourselves. You know, that whole self-love thing? It's not just a trendy hashtag, folks, it's the foundation for genuine happiness and well-being. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like there's this inner critic whispering all those negative things you wouldn't say to your best friend? That's the voice of self-criticism, and it needs a serious time out. Because here's the deal, we are all human, we make mistakes, we stumble, we have bad days. It's part of the journey. But when we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding instead of judgment and harshness, everything changes. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, acknowledge that voice. When those negative thoughts pop up, don't ignore them or pretend they're not there. Simply observe them without judgment. You know, like a fly buzzing around your head, annoying, but ultimately harmless. Recognizing it is the first step to silencing it. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Now that you've spotted that inner critic, it's time to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Would I say this to a friend? Chances are, you wouldn't. So why say it to yourself? 3. Practice self-care. Think of self-care as your personal recharge station. It's about doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That could be anything from taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply spending time with people who lift you up. 4. Celebrate your wins. Don't downplay your accomplishments, big or small. Recognize your strengths and celebrate your successes. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's a journey with ups and downs. So pat yourself on the back for every step in the right direction. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one might seem obvious, but it's often the hardest to practice. Treat yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and understanding that you would offer to a loved one. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always striving for perfection in everything she does. She sets unrealistically high standards for herself, constantly comparing herself to others, and berating herself for any perceived shortcomings. This relentless self-criticism leads to stress, anxiety, and a feeling of constant inadequacy. But then, Sarah decides to take a step back and practice some self-compassion. She starts by acknowledging her negative thoughts without judgment, challenging them with positive affirmations, and celebrating even the smallest victories. She prioritizes self-care activities that bring her joy and relaxation, and she treats herself with kindness and understanding. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift within herself. The relentless self-criticism fades, replaced by a newfound sense of self-acceptance and inner peace. So, there you have it, folks. Cultivating compassion and empathy towards yourself isn't just about feeling good, it's about creating a foundation for genuine happiness and well-being. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with yourself. Make today the day you choose to be kind to yourself. Take that first step towards self-compassion. You deserve it, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder to be kind to themselves. Let's spread some love and positivity out there. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.